40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Navage.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden will meet with NATO allies in Poland tomorrow after a quick visit to Ukraine.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. President Biden made a surprise trip to Ukraine today to demonstrate solidarity as the Russian war enters its second year.
The Americans stand with you, and the world stands with you.
At a joint statement in Kyiv alongside his Ukrainian counterpart, Mr. Biden announced an extra $500 million in U.S. assistance for Ukraine, including shells for howitzers, anti-tank missiles, and air surveillance radar.
Three people have died in another 6.4 magnitude earthquake in Turkey and Syria. Anna Foster's with the BBC.
As we started to feel the ground moving under our feet and see the lighting fixtures start to swing, people got up and they ran outside.
More than 200 people were hurt. In Georgia, people are rallying support for former President Jimmy Carter, who's now in hospice care.
Ed Killian and his wife felt compelled to stop in the small hometown of former President Jimmy Carter on their way home to Birmingham, Alabama from Florida.
We voted for him because he was Southerner, and we were real happy that he was running for president. Wish he'd been a little tough while he was in there.
Killian told me Mr. Carter's legacy will be one of compassion and service to others. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Plains, Georgia.
Classes resume today at Michigan State University a week after a deadly shooting that left three students there dead. WWJ's Charlie Langton talked to kids on campus.
Brandon Sim, he's a freshman. He attended his writing class, but how many students showed up?
About half the class showed up. You can tell that they were hesitant to come back.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel a little sad because I like engaging in the classroom setting with all my peers. But, you know, I totally, like I said, understand because it's a tough situation.
The school's paying for student funerals and medical bills for five others injured in the shooting. Another shooting left one person dead and four others injured at Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Witnesses there say people ran when they heard shots.
There are children here. There is no need for anybody to bring a gun to a Mardi Gras parade, regardless of what's going on.
Police there have arrested one suspect. Families may be over-medicating kids with fevers. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
A national poll at the University of Michigan found one in three parents would give fever-reducing medication for temperatures below 100.4. But doctors say it's often better to let a low-grade fever run its course and that it helps a child's body fight off infection.
Parents should call a doctor anytime a baby's sick. This is CBS News.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. The Wisconsin-based cleaning company charged with employing children to clean meat processing plants in 13 facilities across 8 states has been fined $1.5 million. Packer Sanitation Services is based in Keeler. They hire kids between 13 and 17 to do hazardous jobs cleaning equipment at those plants. The company convicted of using intimidation tactics to stop the minors for asking for help. The investigation found children working with hazardous chemicals and cleaning dangerous equipment. You should have plenty of time to cast your ballot in tomorrow's primary election before wintry weather starts moving across the state. Two candidates will move on to the general election on April 4th, and that contest determines if the court remains conservative or turns liberal for the next 2 years. Snow is expected to begin Tuesday night into Wednesday, along with a mixture of rain and freezing rain. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram.
They can't tell you one thing that Ron Johnson has done to support them. I don't understand that. I never will understand it. I know we've got conservative listeners, but I asked them to point to one thing that Ron Johnson has done to make their lives any better, and they can't point to any of it.
Conversations that hit home every day. The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio. A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at WAUK Radio. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Tomorrow, the most important spring primary election of your lifetime. So that makes it the eve of that, the happier happy hour, the Monday edition. How you doing, Dom?
I'm fantastic, Crute. Good to be with you, Evan, as well. Waiting on our pal, Bill Press, supposed to join us at 5 o'clock. We'll keep an eye out for him when he rolls around.
Is he keeping Dom time, fashionably late? Call us, Bill, 844-967-2789. Dom woke up this morning to some surprising news. President Joe Biden in Ukraine?
What? Right.
Do you think it was his forward team the other day that was listening on the Civic Media app? Could be.
Maybe.
Could be.
Maybe. Maybe.
Now, Stuart Vardy over at Fox Business called this a bold move, Dom. Do you see this bold? I mean, this is a war zone.
Yeah, it's a war zone. An active war zone. I mean, they're getting attacks all the time. It's not controlled by U.S. military. Yeah, this is a I think Bill Press put it, it's a ballsy move. It's a strong move in many ways.
In many ways. I think we've got some sound of the president, the current one, Joe Biden. Sorry, don't have my rundown in front of me. Dom, why don't you call the shots?
All right, we go. Well, let's get to the Washington Post has a little bit on this. Biden made a dramatic, unannounced visit to Kyiv on Monday in a display of robust American support for Ukraine just 4 days before the anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion. And I did hear some reporting on the ground. I believe it was on MSNBC. Talking about, you know, this one-year anniversary. And apparently some of the local Ukrainians were like, no, it's like the nine-year anniversary because they took parts of Ukraine, the Crimea region, a long time ago. So this is something that's been going on for some time. The Post continues. The high-risk visit to the historic Ukrainian capital, where air raid sirens blared as Biden walked the streets with President Zelensky, signaled continued commitment from the United States, the largest financial military backer of Ukraine's effort to repel Russian invaders from his country. Biden was spotted with the Ukrainian leader outside St. Michael's Golden Domed Monastery shortly before noon local time. His appearance capped hours of speculation during an intense security lockdown that blocked car traffic and even pedestrians from parts of central Kyiv. Following talks with Zelensky and a visit to the U.S. Embassy, Biden departed Kyiv several hours later, according to a reporter traveling with him. Biden's visit, however brief, represented one of the most remarkable presidential trips in modern history, sending him to a country at war war and a city under regular bombardment without heavy U.S. military presence that provided a protective shield during previous stops in Iraq or Afghanistan. Biden's national security advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters that the White House had notified Moscow in advance of Biden's travel for deconflictation purposes. His remarks alongside Zelensky, Biden said the United States would provide another $500 million of assistance to Ukraine, including additional ammunition for artillery systems the U.S. previously provided. Biden has insisted that Washington will back Ukraine against Russia for as long as it takes, despite flagging support among the American public and no near-term prospect of peace talks. My final paragraph here from the Washington Post. Biden's administration has provided some $30 billion in security aid since Vladimir Putin sent Russian forces into Ukraine on February 24th of 2022, initiating the largest ground war in Europe since World War II, one that has cost his country and Ukraine hundreds of thousands of casualties. I mean, that number blew my mind. I heard it today. I thought, well, what? Yeah, literally reported hundreds of thousands of casualties on both sides of this a totally unnecessary invasion and conflict. And Biden went into that today.
You know, our friends back listening in Kyiv, I sure do wish they would call in or text in, if possible, at 844-967-2789. Always good to know we've got someone listening in Kyiv, Don, but I'm very, very curious. I have questions. Right, right. What are you doing? How did you find the greatest radio show ever?
We do have some sound. Thank you, Evan, for the hard work. Let's hear President Biden today. Let's do cut number 10.
1 year later, Kyiv stands, and Ukraine stands. Democracy stands. The Americans stand with you, and the world stands with you. Kyiv has captured a part of my heart, I must say.
President Joe Biden in Ukraine. Let's hear cut 11, please.
Putin's war of conquest is failing. Young, talented Russians are fleeing by the tens of thousands, not wanting to come back to Russia.
One final cut here from the president talking about war crimes.
Pulling people out of apartments and being shelled, and literally, I think, is war crimes.
Reiterating perhaps what the vice president said last week, Russian war crimes. So, I mean, you know, foreign policy, war zones, not exactly the expertise of mine. But I would say this, when you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people getting slaughtered in a needless war, and Russia being the aggressor and Ukraine being on the receiving end of that, I can appreciate the president's efforts and our administration, this administration, America's support for the Ukrainian people. I mean, who wants to have that happen in their backyard? But in my understanding, Curdy, some Republicans not too thrilled about the president being overseas today.
I'm not sure who these, you know, traitorous bastards are. I thought that sort of criticism was supposed to end at the water's edge. And I'll be completely honest.
Yeah, but I criticized Trump plenty of times, man.
Well, the trip to Helsinki, he was an international embarrassment on the whole, you know, handy in public and all.
Trump is an international embarrassment, man. Everywhere he goes, everything he touches dies. So, yeah, I was certainly critical of Trump every time. I still continue to be. So is it fair game? I mean, I guess nowadays all these niceties and traditions have been kind of thrown out the window.
I cannot believe that Republicans are being critical of the president going to Ukraine. Again, standing up against the Russians. I tuned into Righty Whitey Talk Radio. We originate from here in the great state of Wisconsin. And I was driving through large rural portions of the state, purposefully avoided the interstate and drove through the rural part. Dan O'Donnell, you know, your buddy down the dial, Tom? Dan O'Donnell was crapping all over the president today. And I wasn't exactly sure why. You know, he claims, well, you know, I'm not pro-Russia per se. Well, your language, your verbiage, what you're saying would say something other than that. Because your continued criticism of the president for visiting a war zone... I mean, did Trump ever do that? I know he used to talk a good game. Oh, I think I'd run in there even if I didn't have a gun. No, you were a draft dodger, Trump. You didn't go anywhere dangerous. The most dangerous place you ever went was probably back to Melania after the news of Stormy Daniels came out. Right. Yeah, I think Bill Press is joining. That's awesome. We got Bill Press on the radio with us. You there, Bill?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey. Happy
Monday. Hey, Bill. How you doing, fella? Bill, man, good to see you, man. Thanks for coming around.
Hey, good to see you, too. I'm sorry I'm a couple of minutes late.
Ah, no worries. No worries. We'll hang out for a while. Bill, you joined us. We're just talking about the president going overseas, unannounced trip, surprise trip to Ukraine. I noticed you said it was pretty ballsy of the president, Bill. Please articulate what exactly you mean by that.
Look, you know, I got to tell you. Boy, leadership, man, to me, that's what it shows, right? You know, leadership on the world stage. I mean, I'm pretty sure presidents have gone to battlefields before, right? And to countries like Vietnam or Iraq or Afghanistan. But where there was a huge military presence, where our military were there, Biden went into a country that's at war that we're helping, but, you know, no military. Took the damn train for 10 hours to get in there. It was a very courageous thing to do, very well executed. And I got to tell you, I think it was so important to show the flag for democracy around the world, right? To let the world know that, damn it, we really mean business and we are as good as our word. You know, if we says we're with you, damn it, you can count on, you can take it to the bank. We are, take 50, what was it, 50 million more, 50 billion
more. 500 million more on top of the 30 billion already provided.
That's a rounding error in the U.S. budget, Bill. That's squat 500 million.
I thought it was huge. And those, the video, the photographs of Biden and Zelensky walking around Kyiv, you know, what an FU to Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
Right? No doubt about it. And so I thought it was a great move on his part. And by the way, for those of people who have access to it, Sabrina Siddiqui, who's one of our regulars on my podcast, there were two journalists on board, and her reporting from there through the pool reports has been sensational. The whole story. Look, there's a book, man. I don't know how much you've talked about this, but you know, the two of them were called into the office on Friday and said, we're going to Kyiv. There are going to be two guys on the plane. You're it. And you don't say one more word, but you'll get an email saying the soccer game, it's ready to show up, time to show up for the soccer game. And time to show up was 2:15 Sunday morning.
And they went out to night soccer, airport. Bill.
Bill, are you sure you weren't supposed to be on that flight? You didn't get the email?
Man. So the whole intrigue. But as I say, way to show Vladimir Putin. And you know, but I think it illustrates and underscores the job that Joe Biden has done in bringing this country back on the world stage, in uniting the world, right, and keeping them together now more than ever.
Bill Press keeping it together for us. Come back, more Devil's Advocates, more Bill. We'll have fun. Okay. It's a Monday.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostofsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostofsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostofsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day.
Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AshiroRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 19. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs level off around 31. Chance for snow tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 28. Cloudy skies expected. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you missed any of this fine program, go to civicmedia.us, click on the programs, check out the Devil's Advocates. You can listen to podcasts and interviews.
Dominic, we got a fine guest, Bill Press. You were talking trash about him before you got here. Bill, did you see this statement from Nikki Haley? She's a recent entree to the presidential race. And she wants those over 75 to take a competency test. I would say, yeah. A, either they all take a competency test, or B, she'd just be an ageist. But Bill, as the, you know, junior varsity participant here, what do you think, young co-ed?
First of all, you know, I remember they used to make fun. You remember Current TV?
Yes, sure.
That was Al Gore's big thing, right? You know, and I had a morning show on Current TV, and they used to say Current TV was like a North Korean rocket, you know, go up and right. I think that's Nikki Haley, to tell the truth, in this presidential thing. Look, come on, give me a job. I say a mental competency test for anybody running for office, but let's start with people like Matt. I don't care how old they are. Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, George Santos. I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. What I love about it is, though, is I'm sure she realized this. She meant it as a shot to Joe Biden, but it's really a shot to Donald Trump. At Donald Trump, right? But have you noticed something? Look, here's what's going on. Let's be honest. She's running for vice president. Period. Why does Donald Trump every day is out there slamming Ron DeSantis, right? Who's a serious candidate, God forbid. I think he'd be tough to beat, tougher than Trump probably. But all he's saying about Nikki Haley is, oh, if she wants to run, let her run. This is fine. This is America. We welcome everybody. Yeah, they got a deal. They made a deal. I'm telling you, I'll bet money on it.
You know, so. Bill, the other one I think that's running for vice president, sadly, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Did you see her thought earlier today? Apparently she did a Twitter poll of her ingenious Mensa Club followers, and they've decided it's time to separate into the blue states and the red states, sort of self-segregation, Marjorie Taylor Greene style. Bill, what do you think about that? Is that the sort of platform that raises someone to the vice presidency?
Well, again, here's what gets me. This woman is certifiably crazy. I mean, seriously, she's the one who said the forest fires in California were started by, what, Jewish satellite?
Jewish space lasers. Jewish right? space lasers, Bill.
Space lasers, but sent up by American Jews, George Soros or something like that. I mean, no, she's totally nuts. And she basically is the Speaker of the House of Representatives today. You know, Kevin McCarthy gave her everything she wanted, including a seat, got her committees back, upped her committees, so she's on the most important committees, including this oversight committee. And she's out there, you know, crazy as a loon, saying anything she wants. What's Kevin McCarthy say? Yes, Margie. Yes, MAGA. Yes, MAG. You know, the whole deal. There's a time when somebody like that wouldn't be taken seriously in the House of Representatives, right? And today, seriously, you see more of her than you do of Kevin
today,
McCarthy.
Bill Press, she's mainstream. That's Bill Press. You can find him at BillPressPods.com on Twitter at BillPressPod. Thanks, Bill. Go ahead.
Jennifer Granholm on my podcast tomorrow, Secretary of Energy, rock star. Check it out.
Awesome, Bill. Got to get you playing on here one of these days, man. Fox News, Bill. Let's go there briefly. It does not looking very good for them. They say one thing, you know, in front of the camera and act entirely differently behind the scenes. What was your take on the release of all these texts and back and forth? And what do you think it portends for this trial?
I think Dominion has a great case against Fox News. And they showed the world how phony they are, right? How totally phony they are. It is total BS. They knew everything that Sidney Powell and Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani were saying was bogus. They knew they were crazy as a loon, and they still put them on the air and repeated all of their lies and made it the Fox theme. Why? Because they were afraid that Newsmax was going to steal their audience, right? I mean, total hypocrites. And by the way, the Fox people, it's not going to make any difference to them. But it just, I think, shows the rest of the world and all the rest of us that you can't believe a word that they say. They don't believe what they say. They're saying thing on the air, another thing.
You think it dings them? I mean, $1.5 billion, that may not take them down, but it's certainly got to peg them down reputationally, does it not? Or do you think no damage done?
Oh, no. I think reputationally it does. Look, I had a long conversation with a former White House counsel about this very case, and he said he thinks Dominion's got the goods on them, and it may not be $1.5 billion or $1.8 billion or whatever, but it'll be in the hundreds of millions of dollars of damages they'll have to pay. That's not including punitive damages, which are on top of that. Yeah. So not enough to bankrupt Fox, but maybe enough to scare the you-know-what out of them.
Do you think they'll be scared straight, Bill? Do you think they'll do better in the future? Or do you think it'll be right back to making profits, misleading the people?
Oh, no. How cynical of you.
Bill Press, always love it when you come around on a Monday, on a Friday, any day in between. Bill Press, catch the podcast. The newest one with Jennifer Granholm. Find it wherever podcasts are distributed. Yeah. Perhaps around here someday soon, Bill. We'll see.
Ooh, I hope
come
so.
Back.
Okay.
More
thanks, Bill.
Devils
thanks, guys.
Advocates.
We're screwed.
I was.
The old timers.
I am not old.
You're over 40. That's the cutoff.
Listen to what he's saying.
Retraining. New system. Youth. This kid is the Grim Reaper. We're goners.
The Shah 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. President Biden made a big announcement during a surprise stop in Ukraine's capital today.
This week, we are delivering billions in direct budgetary support. Billions in direct budgetary support, which the government can put to use immediately.
Mr. Biden's promised another $500 million in aid on top of that. People are paying their respects to former President Jimmy Carter, who's now in hospice care in Georgia. CBS's Robert Costa.
Deacon Zach Steele said the people of Plains have grown closer in recent days, sharing stories.
I think it's a remarkable testament to his character that you can be the most powerful person in the world, but when you come back home, you're just Jimmy.
A suspect's in custody in New Orleans following a deadly shooting at a Mardi Gras parade. Interim Police Superintendent Michelle Woodfolk.
He was arrested for illegal carrying of a weapon, and our homicide investigative unit is still investigating.
At least one person died. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. There's a line President Joe Biden likes to use. Don't tell me your values. Show me your budget, and I'll tell you your values. You look at what Governor Tony Evers just proposed for a state budget, and you see he values kids, their education, their health and well-being. He values Main Street businesses, rural internet access, attracting young families to live and work here, and tax cuts for most of us. Republicans said it was a budget devoid of reality, but here's the reality. Republicans took most of last year off as a paid vacation because, in their view, life is good enough for them and their donors, and if other problems don't get solved or other opportunities are lost, so what? They've sat on billions of dollars in surplus that could already be helping Wisconsin kids, businesses, and workers. But that would mean they'd have to show up for work as well. Join me for Up North News Radio, weekday mornings, 6 to 8.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, the happier happy hour rolling through it. Thank you, Bill Press. What a fine friend he is and a podcaster. The Bill Press Pod, wherever podcasts are distributed. And let me just say, his people called my people. We're in talks. Perhaps someday soon, Bill Press coming to the Civic Media Network.
Right,
no promises.
All right.
But a little tease there, you can be a part of the Civic Media Network. You can be a part of the Devil's Advocates each and every day. Some of you call a little too much, but the rest of you, 844-967-2789. We'll get to your calls in a minute. Bill Press, one of his favorite topics, Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The fact that, A, he should have never been Speaker. B, the fact, do you see this headline at the Hill, Dom? McCarthy gives Fox News Tucker Carlson access to January 6th Capitol surveillance footage. You know, because apparently it's been partisan up until now, Dom. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Republican from California, has granted Foxy News host Tucker Carlson and his team access to surveillance footage from the U.S. Capitol around the time of the January 6, 2021 riot. Carlson was granted access to some 41,000 hours of footage by McCarthy's office, Axios first reported on Monday. A Fox News spokesperson confirmed the report to The Hill. So we're just talking with Bill Press. Fox News is in open defamation trial. They are subject to a fine plus punitive damages of like $1.5 billion to Dominion Software. We've seen the depositions. We've seen the text message disclosures that the hosts are willing to lie through their freaking teeth, at least on the air. You know, they know the truth, but they don't tell the truth. You know, in fact, they would get someone that would fact check them. You know, if someone from Fox News, get fired.
Fired.
They need to be fired. They are damaging the brand, the stock price. You know, because that's what we do news for, folks. That's what they teach you in J school. You do it for the stock price. You know, you don't do it for the truth.
Stock price.
You do it for the stock price. So the fact that, you know, Tucker Carlson is given access a particular, let's just say, irritant to crew.
Well, I mean, honestly, once you know, Tucker Carlson gets access, everybody should get access. I mean, I can't imagine that people aren't going to want to see this. And why not release it all in its entirety? Put it online somewhere. Let people peruse.
Here's what McCarthy told reporters in January. I think the public should see what has happened on that. I guess that's the January 6th footage. Pardon me. We watched the politicization of this. I think the American public should actually see all what happened instead of a report that's written for a political basis, the GOP speaker added. Now, Carlson, never a political sort.
No.
Fox's top-rated primetime host has on his show questioned the circumstances around the attack. In 2021, he produced Patriot Purge, a documentary series. What a strange thing to call it. A documentary series, according to The Hill, that purports to tell an alternative story of the January 6th insurrection and features at least one subject who suggests the event may have been a false flag operation. You know, now we're finally getting to the truth of it, Dom. The series led two contributors to lead their roles with the network and reportedly angered staffers within Fox News ranks. Well, we've seen the emails. They don't give a damn what the staffers say, Dom.
They only give a damn if they fact-check something and it comes out to be, you know, not what they want it to be. Then they got to get effing fired.
The release of additional footage from the January 6th attack has been a point of emphasis for Republicans in the new Congress. Rep. Matt Gaetz, I guess he's escaping charged in his own regard for sexual crimes, Dom, who was at the center of a rebellion against McCarthy for the speakership last month, appeared on Carlson's program and called for releasing additional footage from the January 6th. Every time from the JFK files to 9/11 to now January 6th, it's our government, it's our own Department of Justice that seems to stand in the way of transparency. I almost fell off my chair, man. Are you kidding me? Come on, Matt Gaetz, you lying sack of something. The U.S. Capitol Police have previously said they shared 14,000 hours of sensitive footage with the January 6th Select Committee. Did you hear the newest one that the January 6th Select Committee didn't know, Dom? President Donald Trump called in on January 6th to Fox News to go on the air, and even they, through their editorial process, could not condone the president going on in the middle of a riot to inspire more violence, I suspect. Even Fox News had to turn it down.
Well, it's certainly a great question to know. Why? Why, Fox News editorial people? Why would you make the call? I mean, this is Donald Trump. This is your guy. This is who you've supported, right? Why would you not allow the president to come on Fox News and address the American people during the riot? You know, during the 3 hours when he did nothing else, when he sat there and watched it? The 3 hours in which the cavalry did not come? Those 3 hours? Yeah, Fox News literally made the call not to put Trump on. Of course, the question is, why wouldn't you put Trump on? What was the reason? Do you think maybe he would inspire more violence? I mean, this is just beyond. And I also did see over the weekend as well, Christopher Miller. He was the Pentagon appointee after Trump had lost election, you know, lamenting the fact, the criticism that he and others were receiving about their lack of action, literally said, I don't know if Donald Trump put me in there for any sort of overturning purposes. He didn't know. I'm saying to myself, really, dude? You've been around the administration for a while. You didn't ask? Hey, Donald, sure, I mean, I'll serve my country, I'll take the job. But why would you want me in there for the last 6 weeks or 8 weeks of your administration? What sense does that make? The whole thing is just, I swear to God, I think we're just really just skimming the surface of everything. And I cannot wait for Jack Smith, somebody at DOJ better start turning over some of these rocks and providing some justice and transparency. Because next time, if you don't do something, it's just a trial run. It'll happen again and again and again.
844-967-2789. Dom, I want to make sure I get some of this reporting out there. The Independent. Fox News blocked Trump from on-air call during the Capitol riot because it would be irresponsible. A little bit of the reporting here.
Irresponsible. Let the President of the United States speak on your network? Well, that's a weird position to take.
Mr. Trump called into Lou Dobbs' show on Foxy Business after the deadly riot, according to court filings in the $1.6 billion defamation case brought by Dominion Voting Systems against the network. Here is from the filings of the Dominion lawyers, Dom. The afternoon of January 6th, after the Capitol came under attack, then-President Trump dialed into Lou Dobbs' show, attempting to get on the air. But Fox executives vetoed that decision. Dominion's filing continued. Why? Not because of a lack of newsworthiness. January 6th was an important event by any measure. President Trump, not only was the sitting president, he was the key figure of that day. The court filing states that Fox Business Network President Lauren Peterson refused Mr. Trump because it would be irresponsible to put him on the air. And could impact a lot of people in a negative way. Like the rioters in real time taking the Capitol, looking to hang Mike Pence, or worse. Strange they'd make that editorial decision.
So what? He called that afternoon during the riot, right? That's the testimony? That's the reporting? So Donald Trump didn't have time to, you know, run out there with a weapon, even if he didn't have any, right? Didn't have time to do that. Didn't have time to call the National Guard. Didn't have time to call the Pentagon. Donald Trump didn't do squat for 3 hours, but he had time to call Lou Dobbs? Really?
Well, he's a friend of Lou Dobbs' show. Even Lou Dobbs has been forced off of Fox, right? I mean, we see in some of the other filings that Rupert Murdoch lost, let's just say lost a little faith in Lou.
Yeah, North Korea has more nuance than Lou Dobbs, I believe, was the internal communication. Yeah, I think there's some confidence lost in Lou Dobbs. And I don't see Fox News viewers, listeners, whatever. If you consume that product, if that is your content, that's your content provider, that's what you're into, and you find out that these people have been lying to you, mocking you, how do you possibly continue to turn them on? If you're the advertiser, how do you possibly continue to go there? How do they have any credibility with anybody whatsoever? Literally. Based on what do you believe or want to tune in to hear what exactly? To hear the same weirdo QAnon crap rolling around in your thick skull? Come on, people. Turn these jackasses off.
Dom, I have a statement from the Foxy News. There will be a lot of noise and confusion generated by Dominion and their opportunistic private equity owners.
Oh, way to throw that in there right away. They hate private equity now, huh?
But the core of this case remains about the freedom of the press and freedom of speech, which are fundamental rights afforded by the Constitution and protected by New York Times v. Sullivan. This case is nothing like that case.
No.
You have demonstrated actual malice. But I read on. This, again, from the statement of the Foxy News employer of the Tucker Carlson. Dominion has mischaracterized the record, cherry-picked quotes stripped out of key context, and spilled considerable ink on the facts that are irrelevant under black-letter principles of defamation law. I can't wait to see that verdict come down. Because the black-letter principles is actual malice, right? You had to prove that what they did, what Fox News, what their executives, what their hosts did, was with forethought and malice. They knew what they were doing was telling lies, and they knew that potentially they were inspiring violence, and they did it for ratings and profits. But yes, I'd watch lots of Fox News. They're your preferred source, right?
Well,
right,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, fair and balanced. I mean come on. It's
hey, if they got to lie to you a little bit, if your news source has to lie to you, because if telling you the truth is really going to hurt your feelings, Dom, if you're going to get a little irritated and
what,
look
so
for
Fox
a source,
News viewers are a bunch of snowflakes. Is
yes,
that what you're
they're afraid. What was the filing stated? They were afraid they were going to lose their viewers to someone else that would tell them their own fiction. Newsy Max, right?
Yep. Oh,
they would lose the Fox News viewers to someone that told them what they wanted to hear, which was it was rigged, it was stolen, they took it away from you, you were screwed, life never gives you rich white guys a break. Poor rich white guys, poor Fox News viewers, Tom. You know, at least they have the Devil's Advocates as an alternative. Coming soon to 12 media markets across the great state of Wisconsin.
Yes, and that's great, and I appreciate the feedback. Hell, but I would never. This is ridiculous, people. This is a national, you know, the one of the biggest news providers on cable television, and you see the internal communications that they are just totally BSing you. Sidney Powell's a nut job. Oh, and here's my next guest, Sidney Powell. Sidney, tell me more about your nut jobness. Well, thank you. This thing was whole rigged. I heard from someone who speaks to the wind. I mean, you got to be freaking kidding me, people. I mean, literally. It's like a bunch of little kids playing with their dolls in their tea, talking. It doesn't make any sense. Why would you? Oh, that's right. It does make sense. They're doing it for profit. They're doing it for money. They're doing it for ratings. That's what matters. Providing an audience, an unadulterated peek at the truth? No, can't possibly do that. If you do that, well, the truth is fine so long as it shapes the message we're putting out there. That is totally fine. But if it goes against something we say, those staffers, they should be fired. The nut jobs, Rudy Giuliani, hell, John Eastman, let's put them on. Let's promote this because that's what our rivals are doing, and they're making money. And if we don't, our stock price will continue to fall.
Dominic, tomorrow's Fat Tuesday. Tomorrow's Election Day. But you still got more Devil's Advocates, and you can join right now. Dial us, 844-967-2789. One last segment for your hot takes.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
No, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership? Say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now, of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
We stand on the shoulders of the women who came before us.
Women who were told they were bad with money.
Women who couldn't even get a credit card without a man co-signing.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn to lead the way.
Join us at WeSaySaveIt.org,
where women of all ages and all budgets are learning how to save for retirement.
You work hard.
You make money.
Now make that money work for you.
Invest in yourself at WeSaySaveIt.org.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, with lows around 19. Winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 31. Chance for snow tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 28. Overcast skies. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. We got some patient callers. Let's get there. The original Claire, you are up. Welcome, Claire. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Devils. Hi.
Hey, Claire.
How you doing, sister?
I'm doing good. I've got a couple jokes for you.
Keep it clean. FCC doesn't like us.
Well, you read my mind. I've got a new name for Tucker Carlson. You take the T out and change it to an F.
Ooh,
and it's a name we can't say on the air.
And it rhymes. It should be. I'm surprised, you know, Trump hasn't come up with a name for him yet since he's been ripping on, you know, low ratings Fox News lately.
Rhymes with Tucker Carlson, I like to call him.
Right. The other thing is, Donald Trump would never walk through Kyiv with Zelensky. He'd be on his golf cart.
A little mini tank style golf cart.
Yes.
If there's not a course there, Trump ain't stopping.
No doubt. No doubt.
Right. Hey.
Thanks for the call, Claire. Certainly appreciate it. I think it is. You know, I reflect on it and think, you know, historically speaking, what a president's done. And, no, I'm down. I think this is a bold move by the president. And the way that the Republicans are freaking out, oh, he didn't go to Palestine. He didn't go to the border. Yeah, well, I mean, they're working on these things, right? But they're always going to find something to criticize Biden over. I get it. I criticize Trump. Hell, he's not president anymore. I still criticize Trump because he's deserving of it. 844-967-2789. Jim from Appleton, you're up. Welcome, Jim. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Awesome, Jim.
Excellent.
How are you doing,
Jim?
I'm doing good. Back to Foxy News. Good old Foxy News, who shouldn't be able to call themselves news. I think they've been playing fast and loose with the First Amendment for about 30 years now. I believe there's something in there about not yelling fire in a crowded theater,
right?
Which to me translates to you can't propagate a lie, but that's what they keep doing. And they keep getting away with it. Why do they keep getting away with it?
Well, because it happens
in the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, I mean, there should be, Jim, you know, a high bar for libel, slander, these kinds of things. Absolutely. But, I mean, if this doesn't reach it, you know, I don't know what a better example would be. I mean, what do you need?
Yeah, I agree with you. The Dominion has to win this case. If they get away with, it was just opinion, our guys are just giving opinion, they can't call themselves news because they're not.
No,
you understand,
I get it, Jim.
Jim, here in the state of Wisconsin, there were Zapple doctrine filings against both WISN and WTMJ. Are two righty-whitey talk radio competitors in the Milwaukee market. And one of them defended themselves by saying, effectively, it's the First Amendment. We can say whatever we want. We can lie whenever we want. And that was upheld. And the other station said, effectively, you can't trust us. We lie constantly. This is entertainment. And that was also upheld. There is no fairness doctrine. There is no Zapple doctrine. There's nothing that forces me to tell the truth other than my conscience.
Okay, so Fox doesn't have one.
They don't?
No. No, Jim. No, they do not. Thanks for the call, man. 844-967-2789. CJ, you're up. Happy Monday, CJ. What do you got for us today?
Hey there, gentlemen. Well, you know, 25 years, Fox has been number one in there for a reason. Everybody watch Special Report with Brett Baer because that's a true journalist.
Brett Baer is long gone.
The other ones are talking heads. We listen to MSNBC and CNN tell a lie for 2.5 years along with Pencil Neck. And,
all right,
you know,
CJ, let's talk specifically, if I may.
Russian collusion.
Okay, thanks, CJ. Hang on a second. I know you're probably still talking, but I want to ask you specifically about what was released, this communication between, you know, Fox executives and the host and so forth. Seemingly, they are communicating with each other totally different things than they provided to you, the audience. What are your thoughts specifically on them telling, you know, each other, Sidney Powell's a crazy nut job, so is all these other people, and then telling you, hey, here's our experts in these fields. What do you think about that, CJ?
You know, here's the thing. We've listened to experts on your channels for years tell us lies.
Okay, and what do you specific?
None of our channels are being sued for defamation.
All right, well, I mean, I tried. He has no answer, right? Because, of course, if you have any sense of self-worth whatsoever, when someone is so obviously lying to you for money, for profit, for hustle, you turn it off. You push it away. You walk away from a troubled, toxic relationship. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene wants red and blue to get divorced. Hell no. You guys need to walk away from your terrible, toxic relationships. This is unbelievable. But we tried, CJ. Wisco Paul, you're up. Welcome, my friend. What do you got for us?
It's like couples therapy, Paul. How you doing, man?
I mean, the gaslighting is unbelievable. Hey, Paulie.
Hi. Good afternoon, Devils. I think Fox, we can't call it news, Jim is right, but Fox is on the hook for fanning the flames for January 6th also. I mean, that's where a lot of these guys got their information from. But I want to fast forward here to the Supreme Court race, probably one of the most important races, I guess we only say that, but Tony was a pretty important race. But the Supreme Court race coming up, at least the primary here, it's one of the most important races in my lifetime, and I'm pretty old, to get democracy back in the state of Wisconsin. Because what the Republicans are doing, Tony put forth a pretty good budget for the people, and they're just going to throw it away, and it's just a sad situation. So I would. I hope I'm for a moment supporting Janet P. I can't say her last name. I continually push
Pro to
that thing, but, thank you very much, Judy. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man, they did a clever job with the ads, I thought. Yeah,
yeah,
can't say
her
name, but vote for her on Tuesday.
Very important. Go out and vote tomorrow. Jake from Eureka, you will have the last word today. Welcome, Jake.
Hey, Jake.
Yeah, real quick. Fox News are a bunch of liars. Something's up.
That's the news?
I think that does it well.
Breaking news from Jake from Eureka. Fox News are a bunch of liars. Back to you, Mike.
Do you remember why I'm no longer invited back on Fox News? Ever since this June, when they failed to play the January 6th hearing, the primetime hearing, and they invited me on that Sunday. That was Friday. They invited me on Sunday. I called BS, and I've never had to get up on a Sunday to go waste my time on Fox News ever again. Hope you feel like you didn't waste your time today. We had great guests. We had Senator Brad Paff. We had Bill Press. His people are talking to our people. We'll get together with Bill someday soon. Stick around. Native Roots Radio, then the Paul Revere Show, Civic Media. Keep it locked on the app like all the Patriots do. I'll be in Eau Claire in extended coverage tomorrow night.
All right. See you later.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Cardinal put out these weird, sad videos interviewing incapacitated elders in their nursing homes that don't have the ability to say, don't use me as your political prop.
If they are what you say they are, then you shouldn't be doing it how you did it.
Yes, it was the kids using the parents as props. Well, my old man hasn't talked since 76. Of course he would have voted for Trump. That's the evidence. Videos. People that can't talk.
It is wrong. So it's absolutely dirty. Wrong.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lierley helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.